USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Trump White House official Peter Navarro found guilty yesterday of contempt of Congress charges for refusing to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. His immediate reaction with reporters before turning things over to his lawyers outside the courthouse.
This is nuts. So what I want to try to do here is have an interesting discussion about what just happened. That's what you all want to know. So, Mr. Rowley, have at it, my friend.
Apple releasing a significant security update for iPhones and iPads yesterday to patch a newly discovered security weakness in the device's system software. The issue, apparently a software flaw being actively exploited to deliver commercial spyware called Pegasus. To install that update, open Settings on your iPhone, then select General, followed by Software Update. Hurricane Lee has reached Category 5 status. That storm is likely not done strengthening yet. The latest analysis of the megastorm this morning shows Lee has sustained wind speeds of around 165 miles an hour. The latest forecast shows the hurricane will continue to strengthen today and could have winds around 180 tonight. That would make it the strongest system in the Atlantic since Hurricane Dorian in 2019. The maker of an extremely spicy tortilla chip said yesterday it's working to remove the product from stores as Massachusetts authorities investigate the death of a 14-year-old whose family pointed to the one-chip challenge as a contributing factor. The cause of Harris Wolabaugh's death on September 1st has yet to be determined as an autopsy is pending, but the 14-year-old family is blaming the challenge. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow, and then...
Springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A Los Angeles judge has sentenced that 70s show actor Danny Masterson to prison for 30 years to life following his conviction on two counts of rape.
On Thursday, the judge heard witness impact statements prior to issuing sentencing. Court reporters noted no particular emotional reaction from Masterson himself. He was convicted earlier this year following an earlier mistrial in his case last December. Masterson's attorneys have already noted their intent to appeal the conviction. Masterson himself has continued to maintain his innocence even after. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A sloppy season opener for the NFL last night. The Detroit Lions took down the Kansas City Chiefs 21-20.
Space, the final frontier.
The world first met Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock on this day in history, September 8, 1966, with the premiere of the television series Star Trek. Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry wanted to introduce audiences to a world that championed diversity, inclusion, acceptance, and hope. There have now been 11 Star Trek television series, as well as 13 movies. Today, September 8th, is now celebrated worldwide by Trekkies as Star Trek Day. Live long and prosper. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantreuse, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.